All right, so I'm joined here in studio by Jessica Forg, the new executive director of the Pontiac Chamber of Commerce. Jessica, how's it going?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, not so bad. So can you explain a little bit about how this job came about?
Well, the Chamber of Commerce decided to create this position because things have been pretty dormant for the last 2 years, unfortunately, and they decided that this position was needed in order to revamp things for the chamber. The chamber is run by a board of directors who are volunteers, all really busy entrepreneurs themselves. So they were very lucky to be able to create this position, and I was very lucky in order to be appointed to this position, and we're really looking forward to kind of revamping and readjusting what the chamber stands for and everything that it offers to its members.
Could we backtrack a little bit here? Could you talk a bit about your experience prior to joining the chamber here?
Okay. Well, I have honestly always worked in the Pontiac. I started in tourism when I was like 18 years old. I did 5 years at Leslie Park working there in administration. I worked at Esprit Rafting in administration as well. And then most recently, I did 4 years working for William Amos, the federal member of parliament. I've always worked in business administration and marketing. So I really felt like this position was one that I was really prepared for. And I am heavily involved in my community and volunteering. And I really hold the Pontiac near and dear to my heart. So I was so excited when this position came up, knowing that it would be an opportunity for me to really unite the businesses of the Pontiac and be able to offer my knowledge and expertise and kind of help the businesses get back to what we were pre-COVID.
And so can you talk a little bit about the time frame there? How long have you been in the position currently? A couple weeks here now?
Yeah, just a couple of weeks. We're really, really just getting started. It's literally been a couple of weeks of just, administrative cleanup, getting things rolling, email addresses, just the bare minimum. We are just getting started, but it's going to be a really fun ride.
And since I'm not sure if this position has ever existed before, could you talk a little bit about what your responsibilities and what your goals are here going forward?
It has never existed before, so it is brand new. So my responsibilities are going to be to handle, first of all, hosting a lot of the events that the chamber was known for before, like the business breakfasts, reminding members and allowing them to benefit from the benefits of being a chamber member, but also creating new benefits like trainings that are exclusive to member benefits. I'm really looking to be able to offer members kind of an all-in-one information packet to all of the benefits that are available on different government levels, because that's just something that's part of my knowledge, is I'm just able to help them with, different funds that are available on different government levels. Not everyone's aware of all the benefits that they have of being a chamber member, so I just want to be able to reach out to businesses to unite them. In social settings, there's new businesses opening, and people from one end of the Pontiac to the other are not necessarily aware of everything that's available, so we're really just hoping to unite the businesses again, in a way that hasn't been done in the last few years.
And so do you know what the membership is of the chamber there? Like how many businesses you guys have as members?
Currently right now we're sitting at about 100 members because obviously no membership drives were done during COVID. Obviously everybody was kind of facing some difficult economic times. So doing a membership drive is going to be one of the first things that I do. We want members to be able to take advantage of the benefits that we have. So I'm going to be doing a membership drive. If you check out our Facebook page, the Pontiac Chamber of Commerce, if you check out our website, we are going to be showing a lot of what we can do. We're going to be doing a Shop Pontiac campaign very shortly, which is an amazing benefit to being a member if you're able to participate in that campaign. We're hoping to boost our membership. Obviously, COVID had a major toll on membership going down, but we're hoping to change that.
And so I guess just jumping off of that, you mentioned with all these benefits of joining the chamber, if you had to give a 1-minute elevator pitch to maybe a business owner or somebody that's listening here, what would you say the biggest advantages to being a part of this group are?
Well, We offer, obviously, we do free promotion for the business on our website, on our Facebook page. You are able to participate in free business trainings. We work in partnership with the SADC, so we do offer trainings that are exclusive to our members. And one of the really cool members that I think is one of the cool benefits that I think is really relevant today is that there is a gas rebate with Esso, which we do have one in the Pontiac. So you do save 4 cents per liter with Esso, which I think is really relevant today with the gas prices. So I think that that's a pretty cool benefit that's pretty relevant today. Yeah. Trainings, events, free promotion, and there'll be several more that are going to be added throughout the year as we revamp what we're able to offer our businesses.
Jessica, I want to thank you for your time here and congrats on the new gig. If there was something that you wanted to mention there or we didn't get to touch on here in the conversation, I'll give you the last word here.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and I encourage all businesses, if you have any questions, you can always reach out to us on Facebook. You can reach out to us throughout the website. I am very quick to reply. The email address is info@PontiacChamberOfCommerce.ca, and we look forward to working with the businesses of the Pontiac to kind of unite everybody and see everybody again in social settings in a way that we weren't able to do in the last 2 years.